From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, South Korea is set to ease its energy security crisis warning for crude oil as peace negotiations between the U.S. and Iran significantly ease global oil shortage concerns. Outgoing head coach Hong Myung-bo and nine members of the national football team return home to heckling from angry fans. And the monsoon season starts on Jeju Island on Tuesday and will officially begin in the southern region on Wednesday. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Cha. South Korea's energy security crisis warning for crude oil will be lowered to level 2 as peace negotiations between the U.S. and Iran have significantly eased global oil shortage concerns. The government says it also plans to lift emergency measures such as public sector vehicle restrictions to ease public inconvenience and mitigate broader economic impacts. Kim Bum-soo has more.
The government has decided to lower the nation's energy security crisis warning for crude oil by a notch in the four-tier system to level 2. Vice Industry Minister Moon Shin-hak reported the change Tuesday during a cabinet meeting, saying the nation had secured stable supplies of Middle Eastern oil. Asked how it was possible to stabilize oil supplies while transit through the Strait of Hormuz remains difficult, the vice minister told the president that South Korea was able to diversify its supply routes for crude oil from the Middle East.
중동과 비중동산으로 말씀드릴 수 있을 것 같은데 중동에서도 호르무즈를 거치지 않는
Regarding supplies from the Middle East and regions outside the Middle East, there has been a notable increase in crude oil imports from the Middle East that bypass the Strait of Hormuz. Specifically through Saudi Arabia's Yanbu port and UAE's Fujairah port.
Since the war broke out in March, the government had raised the crisis levels for crude oil three times and sought to secure alternative import routes for oil from the Middle East. South Korea now has secured over 100% of its standard crude oil supplies for July, as well as sufficient supplies of liquefied natural gas through the end of the year. In line with the downgraded warnings, the government will also lift the odd-even vehicle rotation system for public sector commuters and related restrictions at public parking lots. Kim Bum-soo, KBS World Radio News.
President Lee Jae-myung says all the South Korean vessels that were stranded in the Strait of Hormuz have either left or are in the process of transiting, except for two. Presiding over a cabinet meeting Tuesday, he also said one of the vessels is reportedly close to exiting the waterway's danger zone. The president said it was the support of the South Korean public that has made the ship's safe passage possible, along with the sincere efforts of officials at the Oceans Ministry, the Foreign Ministry, the National Intelligence Service, and other relevant government bodies. The top diplomats from South Korea and Ukraine have discussed the possible transfer to South Korea of North Korean prisoners of war who fought alongside Russia in the Kursk region. Foreign Minister Cho Hyun and his Ukrainian counterpart Andriy Sybiha met in Seoul on Tuesday for talks on the fate of the two North Korean POWs who have reportedly expressed a desire to resettle in South Korea. Seoul's Foreign Ministry spokesperson Park Il said Tuesday that the two sides continue to engage in constructive discussions that are of one mind that the matter should be resolved in accordance with international law and humanitarian principles. The government is considering sending a relief team to quake-stricken Venezuela after pledging $5 million worth of humanitarian assistance. Seoul's Foreign Ministry spokesperson Park Il said during a press briefing Tuesday that the government is looking to deploy a team mostly consisting of medical workers rather than rescue personnel, primarily due to the geographical distance. But the South Korean government is keeping tabs on the latest developments after the Venezuelan Health Ministry on Sunday officially asked countries to refrain from sending medical teams as emergency medical care for quake survivors was nearly complete. A ministry official told reporters in Seoul that no casualties have yet been reported among the approximately 100 South Koreans in Venezuela, though there was damage to one family's apartment, as well as to the South Korean embassy and the ambassador's residence.
You're now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
Outgoing head coach Hong Myung-bo and nine members of the national football team have returned home to heckling from angry fans after South Korea fell short of advancing to the round of 32 at the 2026 FIFA World Cup. Hong and the nine players, including Kim Min-jae and Lee Kang-in, landed at Incheon International Airport early Tuesday, but team captain Son Heung-min was not among them. In the wake of public backlash over the national team's disappointing performance and failed leadership by Hong and the Korea Football Association, the governing body decided not to hold an official welcome back ceremony. More than 200 football fans gathered at the airport to voice their anger and frustration, and the police cordoned off a path for Hong and the others to get to their vehicles. Weather forecasters say the monsoon season is starting on Jeju Island on Tuesday and will officially begin in the southern region on Wednesday. Meanwhile, heat wave advisories remain in place for the central region, which is set to experience a late monsoon season this year. Natalie Kwan has more.
The stationary front that had been positioned south of Jeju Island is moving north, signaling the arrival of this year's first monsoon rains. According to the Korea Meteorological Administration on Tuesday, the rain will spread to the country's southern coastal regions early Wednesday after hitting Jeju Island. Rainfall is expected to reach more than 180 millimeters in the mountainous areas of Jeju, while South Jeolla Province and the southern coast of South Gyeongsang Province are forecast to receive between 5 and 30 millimeters. Jeju Island is expected to see downpours of 30 millimeters per hour starting early Wednesday, with heavy rain advisories likely to be issued for some areas. The monsoon rain along the southern coast should taper off by Wednesday night, while rainfall on Jeju Island is likely to continue until early Thursday. Meanwhile, heat waves are intensifying across the central part of the country, where the monsoon season is set to start later than usual. Heat wave advisories, previously in effect for the Seoul metropolitan area and parts of the Chungcheong region, have been expanded to include western parts of Gangwon province. The weather agency said the hot weather can be expected to persist across the central region throughout the week and urged the public to take precautions against heat-related illnesses. Natalie Kwan, KBS World Radio News.
Police will launch an intensive two-month DUI crackdown starting Wednesday, coinciding with the summer vacation season. The National Police Agency announced on Tuesday that the special enforcement period will run day and night from July 1st until August 31st as part of broader efforts to eradicate driving under the influence of alcohol. The number of drunk driving deaths reached 121 in 2025, down from 138 in 2024, while the number of alcohol-related crashes was 10,351 as compared with 11,037 the year prior. According to the agency, however, this year's death toll from drunk driving had already reached 38 by May, representing an increase from the same period last year. Meanwhile, the drunk driving recidivism rate exceeded 40%, highlighting the need for preemptive measures. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Che. You can also catch our news from our website at world.kbs.co.kr.
KBS World Radio.